Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is a relationship catalyst who helps business owners and freelancers change their sales approach by shifting their perspective of sales from convincing a prospect to buy to being of service to them. She combines coaching, creative listening, and supportive guidance to enable her clients to gain a completely new perspective on their sales process and conversations, which leads to an increase in sales and business growth success. She is the author of the book, Sell Like Jesus, Seven Characteristics of Christ for Ethical Sales. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Ms. Deb Brown Marr. Welcome, Deb.
Thank you, Jackie. It's so good to be here with you and all the listeners.
Yeah, I am excited because, first of all, you're book title just grabbed my attention, Sell Like Jesus. And I know people have questions like, what does she mean by sell like Jesus?
Yeah, what?
But before we get into your book, I'll have to know your story. What was the journey that brought you to this point that you are now a catalyst for people?
Yes, it's been quite the journey, starting at age 8 when I decided to try to sell these little potholders that I made to the neighborhood ladies. And lo and behold, they bought. So at 8, I learned the thrill of making money, getting paid for something that I produced. So I got a taste of sales early on. And actually didn't really turn to sales in my career until after I had gotten my college degree. And I realized that I didn't study something that gave me practical tools for the marketplace. So I ended up in customer service roles first and then sales. And at that point, the high pressure sales approach was in full swing. And my first sales job, I only lasted a week.
Oh, wow.
Because I was expected to use a script that, honestly, Jackie, I thought was insulting. I would not like it if I was talked to that way. So how could I do that to someone just because I'm in a sales role? That was really the beginning of me realizing that, first of all, I was going to be making my living in sales. And since that was the case, I had to find a way to sell that was congruent with my values and that treated people with respect. So that started me on a course of learning. I read the books of all the greats, the gurus. I could mention the names, but anybody who's been in sales knows the names. Probably the one I liked the best was Zig Ziglar, because he did have a Christian background. So in the techniques that he talked about, I found some things that really worked well for me. But it was really a long journey. It took me a number of years. So what motivated me to write the book and to do sales coaching later in my career was to shorten people's learning curve. You don't have to spend 20 years learning what I did. I can teach it to you in a much shorter time frame and help you use those concepts to be successful in your business.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that's really what people are looking for is how can I go from A to B as quickly and efficiently as possible? And so you wrote this book, Sell Like Jesus, and there are seven keys to this, right?
Yes. Yeah. So seven characteristics of Christ. In Christian circles, people have no problem looking to Jesus as the model for leadership. Servant leadership. But as soon as you associate the name of Jesus with sales, a lot of people have trouble with it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I had to ask why. And it's because We have been taught some misconceptions about money and business and wealth and prosperity. We don't have time to get into all of that in detail, but if you've been in Christian circles at all, you know there are some mixed messages. And what I did was go to the Bible and see what does God say, specifically what does Jesus say about sales. Now, you can't do a search on sales in the Bible, it's not going to show up. So you have to look at business and look at where Jesus interacted with people. It was the marketplace. Every time he spoke in a synagogue, he got in big trouble because he was coming from a perspective that was so different from the traditions of the day that most of the healing miracles that are talked about in the Gospels happened in the town square where people met to do business. So these seven characteristics, if you look at here, let me just read them quickly. The first one is character, which is about knowing who you are and what your purpose is. That's really where everything starts. The second one is connection. So in the sales world, who are you ideally suited to connect with? Who is your ideal target audience? And how can you approach them in a way that you show that you want to serve them? The third characteristic is clarity. And clarity starts with preparation and setting expectations. Even Jesus spent 30 years preparing before he entered ministry. The preparation is critical. And setting expectations, he lets people know that following him has a cost. We have to give up self, right? Everything's self, selfish, self-protection, my own desires. We have to be willing to lay them down in order to take up Christ and his mantle. Fourth characteristic is comprehension. So, how do we understand others and how do we become understood by others?
So important.
And this is where I talk about the two main skills of communication, which are listening and asking questions. And I love it's Luke 2, I think it's 48, where Jesus is a young boy in the temple. They went to Jerusalem for the Passover, and his family and the whole, entourage from his town are already on their way home, but he's in the temple with the scribes learning. What it says is he was listening and asking questions. So that listening piece needs to come first, because that's where we gain an understanding of what we need to ask. Fifth characteristic, certainty. So certainty is about building trust, connecting with people in a way that they trust us, not because we say, trust me, because nobody trusts the salesperson, right? So we have to be able to show that we are operating with integrity. So that's the certainty characteristic. The sixth one is about choice. One of the mistakes traditional sales makes is to usurp the buyer's God-given right to decide yes or no. They're the decision maker. As the salesperson, I'm just the decision gatherer. So it's on me to ask someone to make a decision, but it's not on me to convince them that they should buy. They're the only ones who can convince themselves. So respect their right to be the decision maker. Even Jesus let people walk away. The rich young ruler is the example that comes to mind. And the seventh characteristic is about commitment. And this is where we talk about follow up and follow through. So often we have to follow through before we get a decision from someone. And even when they do say yes, now we have to follow through to deliver and check along the way, are they getting what they thought they were purchasing? And what adjustments can I make to better serve them in the delivery? So by looking at those characteristics that Christ demonstrated so clearly in the Gospels, we can look at what he did and apply it to that very specialized realm of communication, which is called sales.
Yeah, I love it. And I think the key for me is when we're connecting with people, we need to be able to actually serve them. And only the selfish person will continue to push something on to people when it's not truly their need. And that if you say you're a Christian, that certainly is not of Christ. There are so many other people out there who need what you actually have that you don't have to just push it on the person who does not need it. And the communication piece, that is so important. And then just understanding people. If you really understand a person and then understand what it is that you give, that's when you can truly serve. So I absolutely love it. Love it. Dad, what is next for you? I know you got some big plans coming up.
Oh my goodness, life with God is just such a roller coaster in a good way, all a good way. What's coming up in the immediate future is next month, I am going to be at the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce Expo in Orlando, Florida. So, Crystal Parker started the Orlando Christian Chamber of Commerce. I'm not sure how many years ago, 3 years ago. But she got such good traction and has developed such a great rhythm that she actually is expanding it to a U.S. chamber. So I'm excited to be someplace in person where a number of Christian business people are going to be. They're expecting 500 or so to show up. And Lou Holtz is going to be the keynote speaker. So great attraction there. And I don't know what God is going to do with that because it's going to be the first time since my book was published December of 2019 that I'm actually able to go to an event where Christian business people are going to be present. And really, Christian small business owners are my target audience because they get into business not because they want to sell, but because they're passionate about what they have or what they do. And then they get into business and realize, oh, I have to sell, or I'm not going to have customers.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Right. So there's always this tug and pull for individual producers who actually have to sell also. And those are the people I love to work with because they have the passion. They know they can help people. And it's just a matter of fine-tuning their approach and the structure that they sell by to help them be successful and be able to reach so many more people than they even imagined. Because they have the confidence to sell in a way that honors others, themselves, and of course, God.
I love that. That honors others, themselves, and God. Everything we do should be honorable. And you never have to question whether or not you're on the right side of things. I love it. Deb,
Yeah,
how
and
can.
even, you know, even when someone doesn't work with you, to be able to part ways in a way that honors them because things change. And you never know when someone who says no to you today is going to need your services in the future
That's right.
because you change.
And you don't want to be the person that they remember that turned them
That burned a
away
bridge.
or just, yeah, you don't want to be that person. Don't be that person, people. Do not be that person. Deb, how can people connect with you?
So the best way to connect with me is through my website, which is debbrownsales.com, or to email me, deb@debbrownsales.com.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, Deb, we are closing out this interview. Can you give the people a final word? What is the one thing that you absolutely want them to know?
I want your audience to know that they bring value to the marketplace. And as a believer in the marketplace, they bring double value. So when we bring the light of Christ into the conversations that we have for people, and I'm not talking about having those conversations blatantly per se. I'm talking about showing up with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about what it is that you bring to the marketplace. You bring something extra. It's the God component that people need, whether they consciously know it or not, whether they're consciously looking for it or not. And time and time again, when I go into a company for a prospecting call or even to do work, God opens the door for those deeper conversations about Him. You never know when you're going to be able to speak plainly and clearly, even if it's only to bring a word of encouragement or a word of hope. Our world today is very hope deprived. So remember, you bring value and you always have an opportunity to speak words of encouragement and words of hope. And that counts for so much more in the spiritual realm than sometimes we realize in the moment.
I love it. CWS audience. She has given us so many golden nuggets, but the challenge is there. First of all, how are you honoring people, honoring yourself, and honoring God? As you do business, what is your thought process? Are you displaying the characteristics that Jesus showed us in the Bible? Look at yourself and then make sure you're connecting with Deb so you can learn more about the seven characteristics to sell like Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.